Chapter 8. Frank Churchill arrives in Highbury. Everybody in Highbury wanted to entertain Mr. Elton and his new wife and welcome the new lady to the village. The couple received so many invitations that they were hardly at home. Emma knew she had to give a dinner party for them too, even though it was the last thing she wanted to do. It was, however, the right thing to do, and Emma always tried to do the right thing. She invited Isabella and her husband, the Westons and George Knightley, who were all happy to accept, and Harriet, who said no. She was too uncomfortable with the Eltons. Emma decided she should also ask Jane Fairfax. Mr. Knightley's right, she told herself. I should be nicer to Jane. I'll try to be a better friend to her. At the dinner party, George Knightley told Jane he had seen her while he was out walking before breakfast. I hope you didn't get wet in the rain this morning, Jane, he said. It was rather heavy.
Oh, I only went to the post office, Jane replied. I always collect the letters when I'm here, and I enjoy a walk before breakfast. But I got home before it started to rain heavily.
I'm not sure any letter is important enough to get wet for, replied Mr. Knightley. Jane was about to reply, but Mrs. Elton interrupted her.
My dear Jane, she cried in a concerned voice, you went to the post office in the rain? Why did you do such a silly thing?
Jane turned red and looked uncomfortable. It was nothing, Mrs. Elton, she said. I enjoy walking and I...
My dear girl, don't say any more, said Mrs. Elton firmly. One of my servants will go to the post office for you in future.
Thank you, but that's absolutely not necessary, said Jane firmly. I don't want to give your servants more work. Emma wondered why Jane was so determined to go to the post office herself, but she didn't ask any awkward questions. She took Jane's arm and they went into the dining room together. Captain Weston told them news of Frank.
He's coming next week, he said. The Churchills are visiting Richmond. That's not far from here, so he'll spend half the time with them and half with us. He wants to start to plan the ball again.
Mrs. Weston was extremely pleased to hear this news, and Emma was excited too. Of course, Mrs. Elton had something to say about it, even though she had never met Frank.
How lovely that Captain Weston's son is coming to Highbury, she said. He must be so anxious to meet us.
Nobody replied.
Frank arrived at Hartfield the following week. He was friendly towards Emma, but she felt something had changed. He wasn't in love with her anymore. He was friendly and cheerful, but also restless. He only visited Emma once in 10 days, but he hadn't forgotten the ball at the Crown Inn. He discussed it with Mrs. Weston, and they finally decided on a date for the party. The big day arrived, and Emma and Harriet went to the Crown Inn together. Frank was anticipating a lovely evening. The other guests arrived, among them Mrs. Elton, who expected to be complimented and admired by everybody.
Frank, where are Mrs. Bates and Miss Fairfax? Asked Captain Weston. We thought you were bringing them, and now it's raining.
Don't worry, Father, said Frank. I'll go and get them now, and I'll take umbrellas for them.
That was very kind of you, Frank, said Mrs. Bates when they finally arrived at the ball. It wasn't really raining that heavily, but the umbrellas were a big help. Oh, this is such a beautiful room. Everything looks so wonderful.
Frank came to talk to Emma. How do you like Mrs. Elton? She asked him quietly.
I don't like her at all, Frank replied. She keeps telling Jane what to do. She's quite awful.
And you're unkind, said Emma, smiling. At that moment, the music began, and Frank took Emma's hand for the first dance.
Now I just want to dance. Come on, Miss Woodhouse.
Emma glanced across the room
and saw George Knightley talking to some of the older gentlemen. He seemed to be watching her dance with Frank. She wished he liked Frank a little more. Harriet was the only young lady who had no partner for the dances. Mr. Elton wasn't dancing either, but he didn't ask her. Mrs. Weston noticed he was standing near Harriet, but not talking to her. So Mrs. Weston decided to go and talk to him. "Aren't you dancing, Mr. Elton?" she asked. "Me? Oh, no, I'm not a dancer," said Mr. Elton, shaking his head. "But Miss Smith isn't dancing either," said Anne. "I'm sure she'd be very happy to dance with you." "Miss Smith?" "Oh, I didn't see her," Mr. Elton answered nervously. "You're very kind, Mrs. Weston, but I'm an old married man. My dancing days are over. Please excuse me." Harriet heard every word. She blushed and looked down as Mr. Elton walked away and whispered something in his wife's ear. They both looked at Harriet and laughed. A second later, George Knightley asked Harriet to dance. She was so grateful that she didn't know what to say. She gave him her hand and let him take her away from the humiliating situation she had just been in. Emma had a chance to speak to George after dinner, and she thanked him for his sensitivity to Harriet. "The Eltons wanted to hurt you and Harriet," he said. "Why are they your enemies, Emma?" "It's a long story," replied Emma uncomfortably. Mrs. Weston interrupted them. "Come along, everybody," she called, clapping her hands. "I want everyone to dance." "I'm ready," said Emma, "when someone wants to dance with me." "Who are you going to dance with?" asked George Knightley. She thought for a moment and then replied, "With you, if you'll ask me." "Will you?" he asked, offering Emma his hand. "Course," she said. "Your brother is married to my sister, but we aren't exactly brother and sister, you know." "Brother and sister?" he replied, smiling. "No, of course we're not." The next day, Emma was coming home from a walk when she saw Frank Churchill with Harriet. She was holding his arm and looking very frightened. When Frank brought Harriet into Hartfield, she lost consciousness. Frank explained what had happened. Harriet had been out walking when a wild dog had come up to her. It was extremely ferocious and had terrified Harriet. She tried moving away from it, but it wouldn't go away. At that moment, Frank saw poor Harriet and the aggressive dog. Taking a stick, he frightened the dog away and accompanied Harriet back to Hartfield. He stayed with her until he was sure she was feeling better. Emma's imagination was stimulated by this story. A handsome young man helping a lovely woman. Harriet was in danger from a wild dog, and Frank Churchill had saved her. How romantic! A few days later, Harriet visited Emma at Hartfield. She seemed excited. "Miss Woodhouse, I want you to know that I've finally forgotten all about Mr. Elton," she said. "I'm in love with another man, but I'll never get married now." "Never marry?" said Emma, who was already imagining a match between Harriet and Frank. "This is a new idea, Harriet. I hope it's not because of Mr. Elton." "Mr. Elton? Oh, no," cried Harriet. "The man I love is much better than Mr. Elton." But she didn't say his name. Emma understood that Harriet was thinking about Frank. The reason Harriet said she'd never marry was because Frank came from the important Churchill family, and Harriet was just a poor girl. "Believe me, Miss Woodhouse," said Harriet, "I know I can never marry him, but I like to look at him from a distance." "I'm not surprised," said Emma. "The way he saved you would warm anyone's heart." "He was wonderful, Miss Woodhouse. When I saw him come towards me, and the way he looked at me, in one moment I went from unhappy to happy. "Well, Harriet," said Emma, "we were very wrong before, so we must be reasonable now. He's superior to you in social status, but strange, wonderful things can happen, can't they? We must be careful, though. We won't even speak his name between us." Harriet smiled and squeezed Emma's hand.